Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Alana and Neve with your 9 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, Coca-Cola threatens to withdraw from the Containers for Change recycling program. Containers for Change is managed by COEX, a group that was founded by beverage giants Lion Australia and Coca-Cola Euro-Pacific Partners. The Queensland government recently introduced proposed changes to the scheme after a parliamentary inquiry heard allegations of unfair contracts, conflicts of interest, bullying, and harassment. The inquiry found that the scheme has generated more than $2.5 billion in revenue since inception. Less than 40% has been returned to Queenslanders through refunds, and less than 2% has gone directly to environment or charities. Two inner-city parks will be closed after testing revealed potentially toxic heavy metals in the soil. Brisbane City Council confirms substances including copper, nickel and zinc have been detected at James Warner Park and C.T. White Park in Kangaroo Point. The council says contamination dates back to when the riverside land was home to shipyards and wharves. The soil will be dug out and replaced, trees will be removed and new ones planted with the turf being laid. The dog park and playground may be closed for up to 4 months, with work expected to be completed later this year. In national news, the Australian Bureau of Statistics is looking for 30,000 staff across Australia for the 2026 census on 11th of August. Applications open today for 16,000 field staff to drop off and collect surveys. Other positions include local engagement officers for cultural and linguistically diverse peoples, and local engagement officers for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples, and also engagement officers for homeless populations. More information can be found at info.census.abs.gov.au/careers.
Ben Robert Smith says he is proud of his service in Afghanistan and criticised police over his sensational arrest in his first public comments on Sunday after being released on bail. The Victoria Cross recipient was arrested on the 7th of April and has been charged with 5 war crimes of murder for the alleged killing of unarmed detainees in Afghanistan between 2009 and 2012. Robert Smith has criticised the police for what he describes as a sensational arrest and made a plea for privacy. He stated, "While I was there, I always acted within my values, within my training and within the rules of engagement. And that I understand this journey will be difficult, but I can promise everybody that I have never run from a fight in my life." The allegations were first reported by journalist David McBride and the now Nine-owned Fairfax Media in 2018, with Robert Smith filing a defamation lawsuit against the company, which was unsuccessful, the judge determining the accusations were, on the balance of probabilities, true. In breaking international news, the U.S. Navy has intercepted an Iranian-flagged cargo ship as it attempted to get past the U.S. Navy's blockade of Iranian ports. The U.S. Central Command has shared a video of an attack on an Iranian cargo ship in the Gulf of Oman. According to the U.S. President Trump, the ship was giving a fair warning to stop but refused, resulting in the Navy striking the engine room and taking the ship into custody. The Iranian military has vowed to respond and is calling the incident a violation of the ceasefire. In a statement carried on the Iranian media outlets, a spokesperson has stated, "Armed forces of the Islamic Republic of Iran will soon respond to and retaliate for this act of armed piracy by the U.S. Navy." For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny. It's currently 21 degrees with an expected maximum of 28. The fire danger is moderate, and the UV index is 3.1, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.